All right. Well, we decided to do this to keep you in tune with the Mountaineer preseason fall camp that's going on right now. Practice is underway. Mountaineer fans are excited, and we are officially done with practice number 4. Chris Hall from WNation.com, as well as reporting for us here on the Brandon Lowe Show, was down there. Got another good glance at this team and some good practice down there. Chris, welcome back. How did practice look today?
Unfortunately, we didn't get to see one that he liked on day 3, but day 4 he didn't seem too happy. It looked like it started off clean. Competition looked good. High-level competition. It was 1-1. They do 3 competitions. They're kind of at the end of their warm-up period at the beginning of practice, and it was 1-1, and Jack Allison, Alex Hinsfield hooked up in the end zone, kind of like a flag pattern or maybe more of a go route there in the corner of the end zone over Tyreek Smith, someone that Neil Brown really likes. Good coverage, and Sinkfield just brought it in. So, really, for me right now, the story of camp, I mean, it's not surprising, has been the quarterbacks, but in the other direction. You know, they looked so stale and just really far behind in spring. But all of a sudden here, right off the beginning of the camp, man, it's been like night and day. They still have a long way to go. They've got a lot to go through, but the timing, just overall, the timing, the passes are on target. You need to find a little bit more consistency, and you'll have that when you're just, you know, you're still learning the offense. And it's only 7-on-7 right now. You don't have defensive linemen running at you. But I mean, even then in the spring, that necessarily didn't look so good. I mean, passes were behind them. They couldn't even connect on those. So it's a totally different ball club right now. It is a totally different team. The energy is a lot better. It makes you want to be a little bit more optimistic, but it's a long way to go. If these guys can keep improving on the quarterback play, they may just jump up and surprise some people this year. But it's kind of interesting because Jack Allison's looking a lot better than he did. Austin Kendall is, and even Trey Lowe. I mean, all 3 of them. And then you bring Jarrett Dagey in, the transfer from Bowling Green, and he looks good. So you got 4 quarterbacks right now looking good. They start 11-on-11 tomorrow in full pads. So we'll have to kind of see what they say tomorrow about that. Bad day today. It's a good chance, like Neil Brown said, to overcome adversity, see how they respond tomorrow from a bad day of practice. So only day 4, they got 21 more practices left. Long way to go, but you got to like what you're seeing early.
Yeah, I saw that video you put up on Twitter, Jack Allison, Alex Hinsfield. Of course, Alex Hinsfield went out with some he was banged up last season there near the end or somewhere near the middle near the end, and just couldn't go full force there. So it'll be interesting. We talked about how deep the running back room is. There's just so many dudes in there. You know, Letty Brown came in as a freshman, and we only expect more and bigger things out of Letty Brown. Alex Hinsfield, as you said, he looks pretty healthy to me. And then, you know, you grab in some of those kind of vets there as well with Petaway and McCoy. So it's all those running backs there in the back are going to make it easier for the quarterback. I know you and I have talked about that, and I think maybe Neil Brown's going to kind of look to that because we know this coaching staff is going to go off its strengths. That's something that they have preached since coming into Morgantown is, look, we're not looking to just run whatever plays we want to run. We're going to make sure that we're going to look at our personnel. We're going to go towards our strengths. We got a new quarterback. This is a new system as far as a starting quarterback. So it's good to have that type of competition among quarterbacks. And I know you said you were pretty high up on Jack Allison even in spring. So I know Austin Kendall's projected to be the starter. You talked about that on Friday with me on the show. But it's good to have that type of competition. And who knows when comes fall who the actual starting quarterback's going to be when you have that type of competition.
Yeah, and you're looking at every position. They're all pushing each other right now. Talking about the running game, the offensive line, they're bigger, they're stronger. Moore seems to be pleased with them. Of course, again, there's a long way to go. But right now, Coach Moore seems to be pleased with them. They're developing. Neil Brown said today, Colt McKivitz is the most improved player from spring. He was already a pretty good offensive lineman. And he's pushing him to try to be an all Big 12 conference player and maybe even a first round draft pick in the NFL. I mean, those are the kind of goals that he set for Colton, and Colton's stepping up to the challenge right now. Josh Sills as well. They've been great leaders in the off season. So if they can get kind of behind that running game, we watched a full practice Saturday. They're doing some things that can kind of keep the you know, the defense on their heels a little bit. You're talking about Alex Kingfield catching the pass today. He lined up in the slot, and there's a lot of motion with this offense, and they can hurry up and snap it, or they can use the motion. So they have a lot of stuff. You can see they've installed a lot offensively so far early on. And, you know, you kind of look back at spring when they were talking about they were driving home fundamentals, driving home that base of the offense. They pretty much, from fall camp, from the start of fall camp, they've hit the ground running. They're able to add a lot more to the offense now. They've got the base down. They've got the fundamentals down that's, you know, geared towards their system. So they've hit the ground running this fall. And they just, you know, other than today, they've seemed really excited about how they've performed. To me right now, when you're watching this, it was just 7-on-7. We haven't seen the full pads yet, but the receivers and the DBs surprised me a lot. The DBs look like they've improved tremendously. The timing of those patterns, they were tight windows. They hauled them in. The DB draped all over the receiver, and they're still catching the ball. That competition right there has been tremendous. And you're hearing about the competition from the offensive line and defensive line. It appears right now that they're getting stronger. They're making each other stronger. Matt Moore praised Vic Koenig's defense in the past. He did it again over the weekend about how his defense makes his offensive line better. He's witnessed it, he's seen it, and he's seeing it again. So it's exciting. If you're a Mountaineer fan, it's kind of exciting to hear this positive news. You just kind of hope, you know, some bad luck under Daniel with some injuries. No injuries right now. Everybody's healthy. So you just kind of hope that the kind of lack of depth when it comes to inexperience, you kind of hope that they just kind of get through this camp healthy and just kind of get to James Madison and see what they have. Everything can look good in camp, but when it comes to game one, with those young guys, when it's full stadium at Mountaineer Field, they can get a little wide-eyed. They may not perform as well. So to get that game under their belt, they'll see how much they improve from game one to game two. Don't expect them to go and blow out James Madison at all right now. I don't expect that. It's very possible. I definitely expect that to be a dogfight. But at the same time, you'll see the talent, that young talent, how much they improve from game one to game two. Because they're already starting to prove a lot from early to fall, from Friday to today. You're starting to see how much improvement, how much these guys have kind of followed the veterans and just going through drills and everything like that, how fast they're picking everything up. And that's a good sign. And a lot of credit of that goes to the coaching and the veteran leadership. So right now it's good. Just got to see, you know, how these next couple weeks play out.
Certainly a lot of practice to be had, of course. Only the fourth one down. Yeah, you mentioned competition, which we talked about the quarterback competition. But when you have wide receivers and those type of defensive backs, I know you talked about Josh Norwood moving to safety. You know, you were up there at Fan Day and all that. I'm not sure if you did get a chance to talk to Norwood, but how's that going so far? I mean, moving over from corner to safety, I mean, that's one of the question marks on defense right now is the safety position based off the two guys that left there at safety and Robinson and Pitts in the transfer portal. You know, we talk so much about question marks at quarterback or whatever, a wide receiver, who's the guy's going to step up. But the safety position is a big, big position right now that everybody's kind of scratching their head and wondering where it's at on defense.
With Norwood, I think they have more options at that cat safety. I get it confused all the time, but the Carl, if you're looking at the pass defense is kind of like that Carl Joseph safety position. He's not a knock-you-off-your-head kind of guy. Even though he can hit, he's not going to be that type of guy, but he's still physical. With him, he can go up to the line of scrimmage and press receivers. So that leaves other guys to maybe roam around a little bit in a free blitz, do whatever they need to do. So he has a lot of options. He can play that zone. He can play that backfield, kind of play center field, keep his eye on the quarterback, and go get the ball. He's a ball hawk. He'll go get that ball. And again, he can play one-on-one. The only thing that hurts Josh Norwood is his size. He is undersized as far as any position, really. He is undersized. If he is a couple more inches, you might be talking about this kid being an All-American. This kid is tough. He brings out the best in everybody when he's on the field. He's coaching up receivers. If he gets beat, he asks someone like T.J. Simmons, you know, what did you see? What can I do to prevent you from beating me like that again? And if he stops a receiver, it's vice versa. He's coaching those guys. Look, you can do this, and you can fake out the corner or take out the safety by doing this. So he's actually out there coaching, helping receivers and himself. He's relentless out on the field. He's just one of those guys that's all bought in and ready to go win. And I think it's going to be. I don't know how to put it, but with all the safety attrition that's been going on, all the departures, I think he's kind of getting overlooked right now because he is that corner. He's a little bit undersized as a corner, but when he moves over to safety, I think he did it over at Valdosta, if I'm pronouncing that right, at community college. He played a little bit of safety, so it's not totally foreign to him. And I think he may surprise some people at that safety position because as he's back, he can help the corners, help the linebackers get into position, help some of those young guys while he's on the field. So he's like a coach on the field even during the game. So I think that position for him, there's a reason why they identified him to help at safety.
Certainly, awesome. Looking towards in the next practice? I know you're talking about 11-11s now, so this thing's going to keep evolving. As you said, pads and helmets, everything's going to be full-blown, full uniform. Obviously you want people to stay healthy, but what are you really looking to as far as when it really starts to kind of get real, we get out of this 7-on-7 for the next round of practice? What are you looking for?
Physicality up front. I think that's somewhere I think we can all agree on, especially on offensive line when it came to short yardage situations. They really weren't getting a push a lot. I think that's something that you kind of got to look towards. You have Michael Brown at left guard. Josh Seals moves over to right guard. You got Chase Burnt at center. Michael Brown hasn't played a lot of football. He didn't play football in high school, but he's a big body. He's learning right now. He's the number one guy at left guard. Chase hasn't played center. He hasn't played a lot of games in West Virginia, but they like him at center. We know Josh Seals can do it right, but where's that mean streak from Josh Seals? He needs to be able to push some guys around. So kind of want to see that. And on the other side with the defensive line as well, are they able to create pressure just off the defensive line? Can the corners cover long enough on the outside for the defensive line to get in there? And then you go to the quarterbacks in that same scenario. If they got pressure in their face, how are they handling pressure in their face? Do they still make the throws? With pressure and while they're being pressured, can they make the throw on the run while they're under pressure and while linebackers and everything's out there? So there's a lot of questions. When it's 7-on-7, sometimes it looks really good, but man, when it's live action, it's a totally different ball game. And I just kind of want to see, when they're need to see more winning up front on both sides of the ball. It's kind of hard to do in practice, but you can see if they're actually. Get that mean streak if they're hitting hard. You can kind of tell from that, but a lot of that you won't be able to see until August 31st because just because they look good in practice doesn't necessarily mean to translate because you've been going across that guy all spring, all fall camp, and you know his routine. You know what he does. You know his weakness. You know his strength. So you get kind of accustomed to it, and you can make yourself look a lot better. But when you go against a guy you haven't seen, he can make you look really foolish. So just little things. If it's the fundamentals are there, their pivot and pass protection on the tackle, Colton McKibbitz talked to him about that. He's getting more accustomed to being on the left side, even though he did it as a freshman. When he had to come in for Yachty in 2016, a redshirt freshman, he came in, played all season, did great as a redshirt freshman. Played on the right side the last 2 years, so he's back on the left to seeing how he handles that. Muscle memory in the game may be a little different than practice. But right now, for me, it's all up front. All up front in the quarterback. I think the receivers will eventually get it. If they get open, you got to be able to get the ball. So once live action starts, can they read off that safety, off those linebackers, open up the middle of the field? And just really haven't seen enough from the tight ends. It's a little bit disappointing, but again, it's 7-on-7. So we'll have to see how they kind of incorporate the tight ends in this offense. Not a lot of numbers coming from the tight end from Neil Brown at Troy, but he also probably didn't have a guy. I like Giovanni Haskins, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Certainly. Also, just saw Coach Bowden was at practice as well.
Tommy Bowden was there. I know Vic Koning was part of his staff when Bowden was there, and somebody I want to say Chad Scott, the running back coach, but I might be off on that one. But I know he's part of Vic Koning, so he came up, checked things out. Obviously, Tommy Bowden. He's from Morgantown. His dad coached West Virginia during that time. Mm-hmm. And I believe he played for WU as well. So, he's a cousin to Morgantown and Koning's up here. So obviously he came to, check out West Virginia, see what's going on up here, part of the alumni in his hometown. And, It's kind of cool when you get to see guys like that come to West Virginia, I'm sure. You know, with Austin Kendall, the way he pushed Kyler Murray last year for the starting job, you might start seeing some national guys make appearances here maybe in the week before game week or maybe even game week to check out practice.
It's very cool. Chris, appreciate your work, man. We'll periodically check up and check in with you on this team. And he is down there during his practices. So make sure to follow him there on Twitter at WV. That's capitalized Hall Billy, both capital H and B as well. Follow along with him as well as at WNation.com. And then, of course, the reports for us too here on the Brandon Lowe Show, man. Appreciate you, man.
No problem, man. Appreciate it.